Did you know that a group of turkeys is called a rafter? We've got all sorts of crazy facts and more coming up.
We got lots of info, let's rock and roll. It's Did You Know with Rhino.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Did You Know with Rhino. I'm Rhino, this is my show, and I know exactly what you're thinking. That information is a bit hard to gobble up. Yeah. In today's episode, we're going to have lots of fun, and you might even learn something. So without further ado, let's do this. You know, in this show, we talk about all sorts of fun and crazy stuff and a bunch of randomness, but we don't do it alone. So today won't be any different. We are graced with a special guest, Rachel O.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
Lovely.
Really? What has been shaking since the last episode has happened?
A lot of life.
Yeah. Things have been interesting. But mostly a lot of work.
True.
Yeah.
Very true.
We haven't watched much new stuff, except for Doctor Who.
Yep, new episode of Doctor Who. They're rocking.
What are your thoughts on the new Doctor?
I love Jodie Whittaker. The storylines of some of her episodes are not my favorite out of all the Doctor Who episodes that we've seen so far. But I'll say that the demon on the Punjab was probably my favorite so far.
So if you're out there and have the ability to watch that episode, we totally recommend watching all episodes of Doctor Who because Doctor Who is amazing.
Yes, it is.
And that's what we've been up to lately. So with that said, we're going to dive straight into the episode by opening up the mailbox of doom, which is where we normally go deep into our mailboxes and attempt to discover answers to all sorts of weird and intriguing questions that might exist. So since the last episode, the biggest thing that's happened is there is an online activity in the Facebook page.
Ooh.
I know, which involves some goodies. So go to the Facebook page. There's a bunch of questions that we ask you to answer. Send us a fabulous email and you might obtain an awesome goodie. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a cool thing. And that is the mailbox of doom. If you do want to send us anything, you could email us at didyouknowrhino@gmail.com, tweet at us at didyouknowrhino, or just go to the Facebook page, which is Did You Know with Rhino, which pushes us into our word of the week. Always ironic because we record any other week. Anyways, so here's what's up. We're going to talk about a word, and I'm basically going to tell you the word. You tell me where you think it comes from, like around the world and possibly what year, okay?
Okay.
All right. So this time, it is a fabulous word called pie.
Yum.
Exactly. Where do you, it's a pastry, so where do you think it came from?
Probably maybe German or maybe, I guess, even Latin origin.
You are really close on the Latin origin. It comes from medieval Latin, also from medieval English, but mostly Latin. So I'm going to say you got it. Nice work.
Good job, me.
It comes from Latin pie, P-I-A, which meaning pastry. Yeah.
I wonder what a old medieval time Latin pie would entail.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a little goat or sheep.
Some sort of meat?
Meat.
Yeah.
Maybe some type of cheese.
That'd be cool. About what year do you think they first started using that word, though?
Let's see. That could have been anywhere like 2 BC or something like that. I don't know.
The earliest recording of it is 1300.
Sure.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
That's a thing.
That's totally close to what I said, right?
Yeah, that's exactly close to what you said. It's different than the word pi, which is P-I, a.k.a. 3.14 14159, which is a complete, and it goes on and on and on. That's a whole different story. We'll possibly talk about that on March 14th.
Sure, which is different than moon pies.
Ooh, moon pies.
What is your favorite type of pie, Ryan?
Pizza.
Pizza pie.
Yeah.
You ninja turtle, you.
I know, right? Besides that, I enjoy chicken pot pie and pumpkin pie.
Mm-hmm.
Apple's pretty good. I haven't had blueberry in a while.
I haven't had a whole lot of experience with pies, but I did recently make that chocolate peanut butter Reese's pie, and that was delicious.
Oh, yes. Chocolate pies are fantastic.
But I also love my lemon icebox pie. It's just so light and refreshing for summertime.
The best place to get a pie, if besides homemade, which is always the best option, are diners, like in the middle of nowhere, like little tiny diners.
Absolutely.
There was one closer to where my grandma lived, and it was just a little small place that was open in the mornings. They did breakfast and desserts. And they, my folks and entire family would just pick up pumpkin pies from there and pecan, chocolate meringue pies, all sorts of fun pies.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're in the Detroit area, I recommend going out to Kate's Kitchen.
Yeah.
It's a fun plug.
It was really good. Yeah. I've had breakfast there.
Yes.
And chocolate meringue pie.
Ooh, makes me hungry.
Yeah, which your grandma gave me the recipe, but I still have yet to make it.
We'll have to do that.
Yes.
Sounds like a trip. Speaking of trips and things that are happening around the world, we're going to talk about things that are laws that we're not sure should be, but probably are. And if you haven't guessed it, friends, this is our Thanksgiving episode, as it's going to come out the week of Thanksgiving. So this entire episode is going to be themed towards things in that theme. It's going to be awesome.
Let's do it.
I know, right? So weird laws that exist around Thanksgiving. I'm going to tell you what a law is, and you guess what part of America that might exist at. So to start off with,
I'm just imagining a Thanksgiving-themed law, and I really can't. It's just like, maybe a law should be that you shouldn't do, like, the turducken thing, because that just seems really weird and inhumane and unnatural.
That is inhumane and unnatural. So let's talk about states that have laws against selling liquor on Thanksgiving. There are lots of them.
Well, what poor places are open to sell liquor on Thanksgiving? Those poor places and people who have to work there.
And some places that are open can only sell beer and wine, but not spirits on Thanksgiving.
Well, smart people buy their spirits before Thanksgiving.
Apparently in Kansas and Oklahoma, they still haven't passed the 21st Amendment, which repealed the nationwide prohibition.
Really?
Yeah.
So what does that mean?
Probably that they get, I don't know. We'll have to dig into that. If you know anything about that, let us know. Otherwise, we'll try to get more information about it for the next episode. But there's another law in the country that says it's against the law to sweep dirt and dust under a rug.
Yeah, you've seen people do that in cartoons and movies all the time.
So what state would you guess that's illegal in?
Pennsylvania.
That is 100% correct.
Seriously?
Yes. It's Pennsylvania.
I was sort of just thinking about like the Amish and maybe like superstitions they might have.
Well, your hunch paid off because that's 100% correct. Also, in another one, you cannot shake a dust mop out of a window. What state would you think that's in?
I'd probably say like maybe Massachusetts.
It's New York City.
I was thinking New York, but I was like, maybe a side note there.
So in another part of the country, it is against the law to serve wine in teacups. What state would you think that is?
Teacups. Texas.
Kansas. You're close.
Oh, I was close, wasn't I? I mean, I can see why you shouldn't serve wine in teacups. Because if a child is around, they don't know that not to touch that. It looks like something they should be able to touch.
It's mostly for restaurants, but it's better safe than sorry, according to this website.
Makes me want to go to Kansas and just pour wine in a teacup.
Wine should only be drinking in teacups in Kansas. We should rebel. If you've done that, hashtag did you know with Ryan O, and let us know.
We should have a t-shirt that says, I live dangerously in Kansas. I drink wine from teacups.
That would be amazing. If you want to design a t-shirt, let us know. We'll let you know where it's at.
Make sure it has pinkies out.
Of course. Got to be extra fancy. So some people eat their pies, because a lot of people just eat pie in general. But if you eat pie with ice cream, you have to apparently eat it with a spoon in a specific spot in this country. Because ice cream is not allowed to be eaten with a fork. In what state, Rachel?
North Dakota.
It's from Rosemead, California.
Those people are crazy.
I know, right?
I mean, it's a little crazy thought to think that you should eat ice cream with a fork, or could eat ice cream with a fork, but at the same time, if you want to eat ice cream with a fork, you should be able to do that.
But as a happy medium, sporks are also available.
Ooh, there is the spork. Which, I mean, do they sell sporks at stores, or is it just Taco Bell you can get a spork from?
I haven't seen a spork at a Crate and Barrel or IKEA or Bed Bath & Beyond.
Nope.
None of those places. So let's go with our final weird law. Let's see. So talking about leftovers. A lot of times you have a giant meal on Thanksgiving. But when it comes to leftovers, there's one place in America, according to this website, that gravy cannot be fried.
You can't fry your gravy?
Yep.
That does sound like Texas.
You'd be surprised. It's not.
Arkansas.
No, once again, California, Redwood City.
What the heck is wrong with you Californians?
Yeah.
You crazy.
Well, like, we take the 5 and make our way over to, like, 120-57.
To pick up some fried gravy, and to top it off, we're going to eat ice cream on our pie, but we only have forks.
Avocado ice cream.
Ew.
That would be weird.
That'd be gross.
That would be extremely awkward. And that's our, I can't believe that's a law, because some of that stuff is absolutely ridiculous.
Silly Americans.
So let's talk about Thanksgiving itself. It was originally a holiday from what country?
Yes, France?
The United Kingdom.
Ooh, okay.
And then we adopted it when we came over here. We, as I mean, Americans, because Thanksgiving was actually to give thanks. It was a feast day.
Okay.
Because a lot of times you had to eat food quickly, in order to prevent like floods. Like if there was a flood, you had to eat your food quickly. If there was, yeah, it's a thing.
I'm very confused by that statement. Quick, eat your dinner. Flood's coming. Like what? Me, I would assume you would have to eat your, like, majority of the food before the winter comes, because food is going to spoil. Or maybe they just had the harvest, and they need to eat their food because it'll spoil before the winter.
That's what it is, but there are also other types, like for floods and plagues and stuff that were happening. And
or maybe they're just fattening themselves up, like bears do, for the winter.
So it originated in the 1500s. In the UK.
Okay.
And it was observed, that's a fancy word, as more of a religious giving thanks to all, like a thanks for everything, to their fancy God, whoever he may be or she. back in the day, 1500s. It was probably a he, based on those people.
Yeah, those people.
Those people. Those 500-year-old people from all across the area. But the Americans adopted it when they came over in the 1400s, 1500s. Yeah, that was a thing.
1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue.
So that's information about the first Thanksgivings.
Yes.
But there are some people that claim that they were doing Thanksgiving in Florida in the 1400s or...
Well, I think in 1495 or 1595, there was a settlement in Florida, and they could add a Thanksgiving, but a hurricane came by and wiped them all out.
St. Augustine?
No, Pensacola.
Oh, right on. That's a thing.
Yes, St. Augustine was after that.
Okay. Now, you know, folks, we've learned some things about Thanksgiving, but more of it has happened to have some sort of traditions and things that people have done like every year as a yearly thing. The first one involved a lot of food and giving thanks and a little bit of religion, but now it's kind of evolved into something
called Black Friday.
Well, I'm not going to argue with you there, but that's one of the unusual traditions. So let's talk about some traditions. What other things do you know to be traditional for Thanksgivings?
The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is a tradition of mine.
Why that parade in particular?
Thanksgiving A is my favorite holiday. And I also love watching the parade. And I think I always just like watching Santa Claus at the end, because that kind of kicks off the holiday season. And I just always liked coming together with my family and cooking together and eating delicious, yummy foods. And usually just kind of laid around and watched the parade or talked, and it was fun.
Now, what sort of foods were always a staple or part of an average meal?
I mean, we almost always have turkey and mashed potatoes, gravy. In the past, it's been green bean casserole, and then usually some form of stuffing. My family's done a couple of different kinds of stuffing, but mostly cornbread stuffing, or dressing, I guess. Stuffing goes in the bird, dressing is baked outside.
Okay. That was almost going to be our word of the week.
Dressing?
Stuffing.
Stuffing.
Mm-hmm. But it became like more like which type, which style. Like pie was going to be a little bit easier than stuffing.
Pie. Plus everyone likes pie.
That's true. So some of the other traditions that exist, I in particular watched the Detroit parade because I was from Detroit.
Really?
I knew, right? So we would watch that all the time. And eventually, I was able to go to it. My uncle took me one year. It's pretty cool. I recommend if you are going to go to one of the big parades that you bundle up, wear layers. It's November. It's cold.
Yes. I have no experience at parades like that, but yes, I would probably advise that too.
Now, is going to the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade on your bucket list?
I don't think so. I think I would have a panic attack with that many people around me. And the best seat is the one where I'm nice and cozy warm in my PJs on the couch.
A lot of other traditions that I've noticed from being near the couch is watching the football games that are available on Thanksgiving. Specifically for my family, it was always the Lions game.
Yes, and that has only hit me like once or twice when I've had Thanksgiving with your family.
Yeah.
That we watch the Lions game, which is cool.
It's fun. They don't always win.
Yeah.
It's rough being a Lions fan. So other Thanksgiving traditions, some of these are a little bit more unusual. There's a thing called the turkey pardoning, where the president pardons or spares the life of a live turkey. Yeah. That's weird.
Yeah. That turkey is white in the picture that you have, which is weird because I don't think I've ever seen a white turkey. The turkeys that we have around here, which we have wild turkeys that come to our house sometimes, are all the dark brown. They're really pretty.
Apparently, the turkey, once it's pardoned, it's taken back to the farm to live out the rest of its life.
Not to maybe even spoil a future fact that you're coming upon, but did you know that Ben Franklin petitioned to have the turkey as our national bird instead of the bald eagle?
That sounds more like Americans. We are more turkey-like than we are eagle-like.
But turkeys are really smart. They're very, very smart and intelligent animals, and that's why I think he wanted to petition to have the turkey as our national bird.
As opposed to a giant, fierce thing?
Yeah. I don't really know who proposed having the bald eagle as the national bird, but I think a turkey would be kind of cool. But I see like why the bald eagle is our national bird.
Can you imagine a turkey on the very tip of a flagpole with like the flag right next to it?
Can you imagine like turkey collars with the flag or red, white, and blue on them, and everyone Woo! Like at like 4th of July, Woo! Like that was what they carried around.
That would be crazy. Like,
be hilarious.
So then the Muppets, it wouldn't be Sam Eagle, it'd be Sam Turkey. Mm-hmm. Stopping in the middle would be quite patriotic. That'd be ridiculous. And a half. So other weird things about Thanksgiving. Turducken, you mentioned it earlier.
Yes, that's the weirdest thing ever. So, I don't really understand why someone actually thought that this would be an awesome idea.
I mean, some people are into mashups and mixing things and creating and changing things. But this is where a duck is stuffed with the chicken, and then that is stuffed into a turkey.
Wrong.
That's just wrong in all sorts of levels.
I feel like that would take forever to cook, though, too. That's a lot of, like, dense meat.
Speaking of meat and whatnot.
Wishbones.
Yep. A wishbone, breaking a wishbone for luck is another tradition for some people.
I do like to do that. I'm a little disappointed, like, if the wishbone is broken when you're pulling apart the turkey.
We'll have to find out.
I like to do the wishbone. It's fun.
We will try to keep ours intact when we have Thanksgiving.
Do I believe that if I get the bigger half, I'm going to be lucky? No, but it's still fun to do it.
Fair. It's playing the game to play the game.
It's also a little weird, like pulling apart some dead thing's bones is going to bring you luck. Like, what? I don't know where that tradition... Does it say where the tradition came from?
It does not say where it came from.
Oh, lame. Just kidding.
But if someone knows, they can always tweet at us or email us. Let us know.
Find us the origin of breaking the wishbone.
That'd be intense and epic. Speaking of things that are intense, Black Friday is another one.
That has become very scary, to be honest.
Well, it used to be that stores would open up around 4 or 5 a.m.
Yes, on the actual Friday, not on Thanksgiving, which I participated in Black Friday that way so many times, and it was so fun.
You would sit outside of a store or something?
No, I never did that. Usually we'd do Thanksgiving, clean up, relax, maybe watch a movie like Christmas Vacation or something that evening. And then go to bed and wake up about 3 or so and go to the store when they open. Never waited outside or camped out. And then we'd shop until about noon. And then we'd have lunch at Olive Garden. And then we'd go home and relax or take a nap. But now you clean up your turkey dinner and then you head to like Walmart or someplace. And you shop that night. And then Black Friday, you probably shop all day that day, too. It's crazy. It's become insane and is encroaching on my favorite holiday, and I'm bitter about it. Can't you tell?
Is it the fact that it's no longer Black Friday, but Black Thursday / Friday now?
It's basically Black Thursday / Friday, or
Shopping Thursday.
Shop to drop, and who cares about giving thanks?
Give thanks to sales, I guess.
Yeah, or those are the people that give thanks on Thanksgiving and then they go punch someone to get a Barbie doll or something. that same night.
Like in the Jingle All the Way with the Turbo Man?
Yeah, Turbo Man.
Jamie, I'm your father, Turbo Man. It's such a ridiculous and awesome movie.
What's sad is people listening to this could possibly have never seen that movie, which is sad too.
Jingle All the Way should be on your list of things to see this holiday season if you have the opportunity of doing so.
Yes.
Also, an opportunity of doing things would be volunteering at soup kitchens. That's another thing that's a tradition for a lot of folks.
Yep.
They'll give up their time to feed the homeless or needy during the holidays.
Which is really cool, but when you really think about it, we should all be doing that year round, not just because it's one holiday.
Yeah, so like do it any Thursday, not just that particular Thursday.
Yes.
And of course, everyone's being thankful for everything, and they tell their friends and family and for good health and good wishes. And the final thing on this list was watching a football game and the Macy's Day Parade, which are two things that we have previously mentioned on this podcast. Lots of fun. That being said, it's now time for a word from our sponsor.
Did you know with Rhino?
We'll be right back after a word from our sponsor. This episode has been brought to you by Everyday Cosplay Finds. Ever wanted to show off your favorite character or group of characters, but don't see things online that match your style? Then check out Everyday Cosplay Finds, bringing cosplay into your everyday. Go to Etsy.com/shop/everydaycosplayfinds for more information. And now back to our show.
Did you know with Rhino?
Alrighty. Now what we're going to do is we're going to talk about media that is associated with Thanksgiving. In this particular one, we've got a list of movies that are set right around Thanksgiving time. So the first one we're going to start with is Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. You've seen this one, right?
I have, a long time ago. It's great.
You've got John Candy and Steve Martin, and they're traveling to try to get home on Thanksgiving.
Yes.
It's great times.
John Candy is just like super annoying and keeps running into setbacks with Steve Martin as they try to travel home together.
It's a pretty good one. If you guys haven't seen that one, throw it onto your list. The next one is Alice's Restaurant. Came out in the late 60s. I haven't seen it. Arlo Guthrie, he visits his friend Alice for Thanksgiving, offers to transport her trash to the dump, where he encounters a closed landfill. A series of decisions prompt him to push the garbage into a gully. When he's caught by local authorities, a memorable court appearance is followed by a series of legal events, which find... So it's a semi-political movie, but it takes place around Thanksgiving.
Interesting.
Haven't seen it. What else we got on this list? Alrighty. Dutch. Dutch is the next movie with Ed O'Neill. All about retrieving a girlfriend's son from boarding school in time for Thanksgiving. I also haven't seen this one in particular.
I love how the end says, "How can you go wrong with this kind of setup?" I guess things go a little wrong.
Apparently. The next one is Pieces of April with Katie Holmes. It's a dramedy in 2003. At the center of it is Thanksgiving. April attempts to whip up Thanksgiving in a cramped and less than clean apartment to a whole bunch of crazy people in her family. And then apparently chaos ensues. So that's Pieces of April. Boy, I bet Pat's kind of like, I'm glad Ryan didn't make me watch these movies.
I bet so. Except for Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Oh, that's true.
That's a good one.
The New World with Colin Farrell. He's John Smith. I think it's kind of a Pocahontas movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a thing. Also haven't seen this one either.
Nope.
Based on this list. Let's see. After that one, it's actual Pocahontas. Wow. Home for the Holidays with Robert Downey Jr., Dylan McDermott, not Dermot Mulroney, and Anne Bancroft. It's a movie about the stress that happens with gathering with one's family during the holidays.
Looks like losing a job.
Smooching with a guy who used to be her boss, coping. Yeah, lots of fun stuff. That's I would recommend that one just based on the cast and title.
Yeah, that could be a good one.
So we got that one there. Apparently the next one is Son-in-Law with Pauly Shore. That's a great one.
This looks like a weird movie.
It is. It's a Pauly Shore movie. It's a city boy who travels to the Midwest pretending to be the fiancé of a farmer's daughter who he befriended in college. And it's intense. It's funny. And I loved most of it. So for those of you out there, I personally recommend Son-in-Law if you get the chance. But it's not my favorite Pauly Shore movie. My favorite Pauly Shore movie is Encino Man. Yes, I have a favorite Pauly Shore movie. That's a thing, buddy.
If Pauly Shore rang our doorbell,
yep,
I would not know that it's Pauly Shore.
Sure. I could see that. That sounds like a thing. The Blind Side is another movie that takes place around Thanksgiving, apparently.
That is a good movie. I would recommend that. I don't know about a Thanksgiving-themed movie, but it's a really good movie.
It apparently takes place during Thanksgiving. So there we go. We got more Planes, Trains, Automobiles. And then a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving.
Who could go wrong with the Charlie Brown Thanksgiving? That's probably the most Thanksgiving movie out there.
I think most of the Charlie Brown movies are great for the holidays. Like Charlie Brown's Halloween.
Great Pumpkin.
That's right. It's a Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown where he's like, I got a rock. That's
the best scene.
And then there's the Christmas Charlie Brown one.
Right.
Christmas time is here. It's lots of fun. The music from Vince Guaraldi is fantastic.
So good.
So then, yeah, you've got Thanksgiving. Now, one of the movies that I used to watch on Thanksgiving with my dad was Rudolph. We would watch it at the end of the night because it would kind of like celebrate starting the Christmas season at the end of Thanksgiving. But it was also just a very fun movie, and it became a tradition because I was home on that day, and that's our favorite Christmas movie together to watch. It was a tradition for quite a long time to watch that movie together on that day. It's been fun. I love Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer, especially the Bumble. It's one of my favorite characters in Herbie. I love every character in that. That's just me gushing over Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. But we're going to talk about gushing over some other things that might pique people's interest, like food. So, Rachel, what would you say are some traditional food items for Thanksgiving?
I would say besides turkey and gravy would probably be mashed potatoes, some form of stuffing or dressing, green bean casserole, and sweet potato casserole. And pie, I would probably say, are the basics for almost everybody's Thanksgiving.
Cranberries or yam?
Oh, Well, yams is similar to sweet potato casserole. Cranberries, definitely. Usually probably the jelly cranberries that you get out of the can, and it's probably still in can form.
Pumpkin pie?
Pumpkin pie, for sure.
What about some sort of corn dish?
I mean, I've had corn dishes on Thanksgiving, but I wouldn't say that those are probably the staples that most people have on their table.
If you have a particular food that you always have on Thanksgiving or around Thanksgiving, and we haven't mentioned it, let us know either at DidYouKnowRyanO on Twitter, or you could email us at DidYouKnowRyanO@gmail.com or on the Facebook page, DidYouKnowRyanO. With Ryan O. And I believe that's pretty much all we're going to have time for this particular episode. Do you have anything else you want to add about Thanksgiving and whatnot?
that it's the best holiday, and you should just be thankful every single day, not just one day of the year.
That's right. You heard it here, folks. Once again, if you want to join in on this conversation or any conversation, at Did You Know Ryano on Twitter. Did You Know Ryano at gmail.com is our email. And, of course, Facebook page, Did You Know with Ryano. Remember out there, folks, find your awesome, hold on to it, and share it with the world. I've been Ryano. We'll see you next time.